This is Pierre PhD here.
And this is Mudita Hart here. And we're here talking about the game 10 Dates.
Which came out on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it's a game by Wales Interactive. And it's their sequel to, guess what, 5 Dates, you know.
Times 2.
They skipped
6 dates, 7 dates, 8 dates, 1 date, 2 dates. The prequel would be 4 dates.
They went straight from 5 dates to 10 dates. And, yeah, Valentine's Day 2023, this came out. And, yeah, it's another one of Wales Interactive's FMV Choose Your Own Adventure games. And it's pretty cool. Yeah, we've already reviewed The Complex previously on this podcast, also by Wales Interactive. And also Late Shift by Wales Interactive. Those games are really cool as well. But this game is more, like, less about, like, drama and thriller, kind of mystery kind of stuff, and more sort about of like
drama. Well, not thriller, but like drama stuff. And the game before this was like 1 male, 5 female dates over a Zoom call app.
Right. So yeah, 5 dates was like you're saying, like 1 male, 5 female. You play as a guy, and you date 5 women on an app.
Yeah.
And the app takes place. During you do it on the app on pandemic.
It happened during pandemic.
During pandemic.
So you really couldn't see anyone else anyway.
So you're only seeing each other through video calls.
And that's probably what's happening in your real life anyway.
And that's probably how they recorded the how they made the game.
Same with the other game called Nightbook.
Nightbook, interesting. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I don't think I saw that one.
That's a horror one, yeah.
That's another one. Okay.
It's a horror game done through Zoom calls only.
Okay, I think I saw some of that already. Yeah. But yeah, this was Late Shift.
Yeah.
Or Late Shift was one. This is 10 Dates. My bad.
They sound similar. Late Shift, 10 Dates.
Yeah, I don't know. I was looking at my notes and I saw the words Late Shift. And for some reason, I just said it instead of like...
That happens all of us, yeah.
So anyway, and Wales Interactive's kind of... They aren't well known, but we know them for doing a lot of like Choose Your Own Adventure FMV games. And they're pretty cool. They're pretty good at what they do. I feel like there's not many.
They're getting a lot better. It was a little rough in the beginning, but I think post-pandemic, they've been excellent, I think.
Yeah, they've kind of been, like, doing, like, these sleeper kind of, like, they're not, like, super promoting them or whatever. Like, the word's not getting out or for some reason. But the games are pretty cool.
So the guy I knew who streamed the game, he said, oh, wow, they're promoting it. It's Valentine's Day. They were going to give out a free demo or something, or a free version of the game. Someone winning a contest or something.
It's on Steam. It's 10% off right now.
Xbox, not on PS.
And it's 10% off. There's a demo. You could get the demo on Windows or Mac.
Yeah, I think the demo's pretty easy to get to, yeah.
And the game also is available on like basically every console, including Switch.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty cool game. Instead of choosing one, you only play as instead of only playing as one character in 5 dates, you can choose from one of 2 characters in 10 dates, a male or a female, Ryan or
Misha. I remember her name. I can't remember Ryan's name. I keep calling him Mark or Carl or some of her.
You keep calling him Mark. Yeah.
He looks like a Mark to me.
Maybe you've met someone that looks like him that was named Mark.
I think so.
I don't know. But you choose either Misha or Ryan, and Misha's going to this speed dating event in person, not during pandemic, but post-pandemic.
They're talking about it in the game. They're like, oh, we have to get out there or whatever.
Yeah, they're talking about how like there has been a pandemic. During the dates themselves, they talk about how there's been a pandemic. And then Ryan is like being dragged along to the speed dating event by his friend Misha. And it's Misha's idea to do this. And then you can choose as either of them. Misha dates a bunch of people. Ryan dates a bunch of people. And first it starts off as speed dating. Then after the speed dating round where you meet people and rotate, then you get to choose who you take on an actual date after that.
It's the second date. It's like the 5 dates game where like you choose 2 out of the 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's a total of 10 possible matches.
And then the third day, you only pick one, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
And, there's... So, like, who are you dating in this game? So, you're either Misha or Ryan. And then the characters you could date are Bash the Lad, Brandy the Boss, Ty the Bad Boy, Azalea the Activist, Jake the Nice Guy, Tony the Athlete, Lucas the Techie, Kathleen the Intellectual, Hazel the Individualist, and Derek the Debonair. And let me see. There's authentic representation of groups in this, including but not limited to disability, neurodiversity, and LGBTQ. And I don't know. What are some general thoughts of the game overall before we get into the details of the dates themselves and the particular characters? So what are some general thoughts overall of the different dates, the like some commonalities between the dates and characters, and overall impressions of the different dates you have?
I feel like you should go first, because like I think you're more general, and then I would go with something specific, but I'm sort of worried I'll forget what I have to say the thing.
Okay, I know exactly what I'm going to say, so...
All right.
Do you want me to make, like, a keyword for, like, what you're about to say, and then we can go back to it, or...?
It's like what I was saying before about, like, the different types of people in the game.
Different...
Especially, like, politically.
Types of people... I think I know what you're talking about, right?
There's politically, and there's, like, some of the little...
Are we talking about, this character?
And there's other characters too, like, okay. It's not okay. Just the politics, but there's, like, things that make them the twists in the game.
Okay, politics and twists, I'll just write those two keywords.
Okay, sure, yeah.
And add some, like, circles there so we can make sure we hit those.
Yeah.
Okay. But, yeah, my general impressions of this game is that, like, you get to meet a lot of different kinds of people who have very, very different interests. But, like, in order for that to even happen in this game, you yourself as the character playing either as Misha or Ryan have to have a really broad sense of, like, likability to completely different people. And you're, basically, you're like this chameleon who can just blend into whatever personality fits whatever the character you're dating will like.
And you can date multiple people and, like, have totally different personalities.
Can the things contradict each other, what you're saying?
Yeah, totally, yeah.
So, like, yeah, you're just, like, basically this psycho-manipulative person who's, like, just saying, like, whatever people want to hear. And, you just, you just, like, say, oh, yeah, I love that.
And or tell me more.
I agree.
And you're totally right.
And it's like, oh, will we get to... And one of my thoughts was like, oh, maybe we'll get to know the characters through this. Because, like, maybe they're just...
It doesn't work in that 5 dates. It doesn't work in that 10 dates either.
Yeah, like, maybe you're just going to be incompatible with some people because who you are as a person is just not going to overlap. But, like, they just wrote the characters branching so much
such
that, like, they can just literally say anything.
I think
and,
that's...
like, fit any possible match and then... Also, you have to be exactly like the other person. Like, I love that too. This is exactly what I like.
There's one where, like, we're opposites. Maybe we should be together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
They keep you guessing, I guess. I was
a little stressed out about. Like, sometimes in the game, we're like, oh, shoot, I was supposed to be the opposite. And then... Something like that. Or like, I pissed this guy off. So what do I do now? Yeah.
Wow, we're exactly the same. Actually, I like being opposite. But you know what? I'm opposite to you. I'm actually opposite to you. I was testing you. I threw you for a loop there, huh? Yeah, maybe you're too honest and I'm actually like a little bit of a deceiver. Maybe you could use some of that in your life. We're opposites. Like, the game, like, yeah, and like... It feels like there's always a right answer and a wrong answer. It's always, like, multiple choice questions.
And, like, you don't know that until after you're done with the date.
Right. And then they literally have, like, during the dates, like, your character's just like, oh, I just brought this little game. And we're going to do multiple choice questions.
There you go.
And, like, it turns into quizzes. And, like, there's wrong quiz answers.
It's like your main character is, like, the Riddlers.
And then, like, your date is also, like, becoming up of riddles themselves. Like,
yeah.
Oh, what kind of... Riddle me this. Like, what... What's my favorite color? And, I'll give you a hint. The dawn... I prefer the color at dawn, or whatever. Like,
there you go.
Interesting. Well, I think the color you like is... anyway. But,
No, keep going. That was really good. Keep going.
The color at dawn is like, Twilight Blue, and I think it's because you represent the mystery of the sunrise. It's like, actually, it's midnight dusk, and it's because I represent the changing of the seasons or whatever. And it's like, ah, shit, I gotta restart this so I can get the achievements.
I don't care about me specifically.
But that's how you gotta play if you want to get the achievements.
Yeah.
You're not even just trying to, like, you know, like, yeah, we'll you can play like that. You could play, we'll like, honestly. Achievements a little later. You could play honestly, but, like, honestly, also, if you want to optimize the gameplay for achievements, you gotta constantly, like, reset, lie, answer correctly, and there's a way to...
You can do it over again also.
Yeah, and then you can unlock the...
Like, after you beat or lose the date, yeah, you can redo it, yeah.
Yeah, and then, like, is there, like, story endings where, like, yeah, now they're happily married.
Or whatever. Yeah, stuff like that, yeah.
So, like, there's stuff like that. So, yeah, you can marry anyone. Literally, if you just
say... I don't think they're married, but it's like... They've been together for a while.
They've been together.
And this has been paying, like, perhaps after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's, like, they're happily...
They're happily something.
Happily for a couple of years. Happily ever for a couple of years. Yeah, or
whatever it is.
Some vague amount of time.
Yeah.
And they can never do a sequel, direct sequel to this. Because, like, there's no clear answer who they're going to date. There's no, probably no canonical person they're dating.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, you're just Mr. Answer, whatever, Chameleon, whatever answer you want from them. And, yeah, it's, and the person, like, the actor will always play it off. Like, it's an FMV game, right? So there's a human actor. So they're always delivering the line as if it's the most natural thing in the world to them. Every single time, there's no, like, hesitation, there's no, like, oh, I'm lying, or, like, hey, this is actually how I feel, like, and it's, and if you play it too many times, it's kind of a little unsettling, probably, to just, like, see someone say the completely different answer to, like, a different, to the same person.
This is a very interesting part about the game, yeah, the first game, 5 dates, via Zoom, and, like, they're, so that's totally different from them, because, like, they're just on a Zoom call, they're pre-recording it, or whatever it is. I'm assuming they're not even in the same studio or actually on a Zoom call. They're just recording footage and reacting. You're more like the person's probably not actually there. This one, like, is actually with a live person that the dumper, like, actually agreed to the date with.
Right. So, like, it's not, so they actually have, like, some in-person,
yeah,
like, interpersonal dynamics. And, like, they're, like, reacting in real time or whatnot.
Both states, like, it's pretty interesting how the acting works. But it's, like, it's interesting how that works. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, like, when you go on the second date, it's always in the same place, right?
No.
Oh, really?
There's a couple of different places.
Where,
it's like, I've missed two different places.
Yeah. Okay, what do we mean by... I'm calling speed dating date zero.
Right. Speed dating's always in the same place.
First date is, like, at the cafe or something. Yep. I saw in one of some files.
And then there's a second place for the second date also.
Okay, so there's multiple places for the second date.
Yeah. Okay. The third date, I believe, is always in the same spot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, so what's the first date then? I said date zero was speed dating.
That's date. That's the first date. First date. Okay, yeah.
First date is speed dating. Second date is, like, getting to know one of two people better.
Yeah.
And then third date is getting to know a person as even more after that.
Also, just as a tip for, like, people who are playing the game on the second playthrough, you just pick one date and then just go through the whole thing that way. Just pressing the first date and then pressing the play button and then... That's it.
Oh, okay. Huh. Wait, I didn't really follow that, but, okay, I'll just let people follow that at home, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, let me see. I think that's my main overview points over the game.
Yeah.
Is the second date always in the same cafe?
No, this is the second place.
So there's two possible places for the second
date. And one of them is really weird, because, like, you can date someone, and he'd be like, I own the place. And then the other days after that, it's like, and he doesn't, even when he says he owns the place, like, he doesn't, the cafe doesn't notice that, like, you want to date with someone else.
Huh. Yeah.
There's, like, a continuity issue there that they probably got to patch up.
So these are, I don't know, maybe that's canonical. Do you think these canons could be possibly in the same universe, or...?
I would hope not, otherwise it's just very... Why would you go to the same date where the guy just said he owns the place or whatever?
Oh. Okay.
It's very considerate of you.
So these games are like in parallel universes or something, or, but like.
It feels like it, even though it's like it's, or maybe it's just not canonical or whatever. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. Okay, so that's the basic structure. Should we get into details about the different characters, and then maybe we could fill in some gaps later if we really want to?
Maybe we should take a break.
Take a break now. Okay, yeah, let's take a quick break. Okay. Yeah.
So in 5 dates, you start with 5 choices, pick 3 out of 5, pick 2 out of 3 in the second date, pick 1 date in the end. In 10 dates, you have 5 dates in the first playthrough, have to go through all 5 of them, pass or fail, choose 2 out of the 5 or whatever you've succeeded in, and then you choose 1 for the last date.